Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all excuse the fresh start people, all right? I'm not the same. Cause your word has changed me. It is hidden in my heart. My life has a fresh start.
God bless you. Thank God for you another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for Jesus. I am grateful to God for just another day. It's a Friday. The week has a work week anyway. It is just about over. And you are about to step into another weekend. And get ready for another weekend of for worship. We are grateful, thankful to God just for what God is doing. Anybody glad about what God is doing? Amen. I know the stuff that I'm doing. I know where my hand is and what I'm trying to do. I'm so much more grateful for the things that God is doing when I can see certain things happening. And I know that has nothing to do with me. I couldn't make that happen. God is doing that all by himself. And I'm grateful for what God is doing. Causes me to lean not on understanding. Amen. Amen. I'm working on that every day. Looking for stuff I do not understand. And not trying to figure it out in my own thinking. That's what it means. Don't try to figure stuff out in your own thinking. Then we're going to always run into major trouble. So I'm grateful. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. The way you don't lean to your own understanding is to acknowledge God in all your ways. Everything we do, acknowledge God. That's not me. That's God. God, what do you want? I know what I want to do here. I know what seems to make sense to me here. But what do you want me to do? And when we acknowledge God in our ways, he said, there's the next part of that text, he said, acknowledge him in all your ways. And then here's the promise. He will direct your path. God will do it. If you're looking for God to direct your path, there's the prescription right there. Trust him. Everything. Don't lean on nothing you got. And everything you do, acknowledge God. And he said if you do that, he'll direct your paths. He'll tell you which path to take. He'll tell you how long to be on that path. He'll tell you when to get off that path. He'll give you all the instructions you need for what it is that he needs you to do. I'm grateful to God. I'm seeing God do it. I've watched God do it. I'm becoming more and more comfortable with God doing it. So anybody that you see and you feel that they have the direction of God, I guarantee you, you're going to find those things in their life. If you feel if they've got God's direction, you're going to find those things in their life. Amen, amen. God often causes us to trust him by placing us in tough situations or allowing us to get, that's probably the better way, allowing us to get to tough and hard places, because it is in those hard places that we learn who God is, with those hard places that we learn what God is doing and can do for your life and in your life. And so I learned more about God. This is the truth. I have experienced that. I have learned more about God in the hard places than I do in the places where things are flourishing, in the dry places. I learn more about God than I do in the places where my needs are being met, because that's where we experience God, not based on what we have or what he's doing, but based on where we are. And so that's the thing that we will see, place that God has called us to be working and walking with the Lord. Amen. Man, well, let me thank y'all before I go into prayer and the last part of what we talked about. Thank Hope Christian Center. Y'all are just a bomb. Thank you so much for going with me on last night to Greater St. Mary, Bishop James Chambers, to deliver the word of the Lord there in their revival of consecration. And I thank you for just being a part of that and supporting your pastor. It means so much to me. I wish I could have hugged every one of your necks and thank you directly and specifically. But I want to thank you all for just being a part of that and going with me. It means so much to me. Well, we already have been talking about the widow at Zarephath and Elijah, and how God had changed the widow's provision and changed her plan. And so we already assigned that and said that these are things that we will see God do when we start saying stuff like, you know, God, this doesn't make sense. So when it appears as if God is not making sense and not doing things in the manner in which we think they should be done with, whenever I'm saying, Lord, what are you doing? That is a great indication that God is stretching, or he's changing your perspective, trying to get you to look at your situation differently. Before God will fix something, he makes sure that you learn something. I'm going to say that again. Before God fixes something, he makes sure that you learn something. And so we want to get out of stuff as fast as possible. I understand. I know how that is. But God is not interested in just simply our comfort and us enjoying everything that's happening around us. God is interested in me learning, in me growing, in me developing. And sometimes that means I got to keep you here a little bit longer. I've got to keep you in this posture so that you can face some more things in this posture a little bit longer, because I'm trying to teach you something. I want to make sure, God is saying to some of us, I want to make sure that when you come out of this place, you'll never come back to it again. You'll learn the lessons of this place, and you'll apply the lessons of this place in the rest of your journey. But I don't want you to have to come back to this place in order to learn from this place. So you're going to learn it while you are here. Amen. Amen. And so for some of us in here on this call, God is holding us in a pattern, allowing that pattern to be held so that we can learn what he wants from us and also learn where he doesn't want us to be. There's some places in my life that though, man, that they might just be easier to do, but I've been there. I've come through that place, and I made some decisions. Sometimes it's like I just don't want to lodge there anymore. And that happens because we go through some things. The widow, God was using Elijah to reveal and to support her, and it wasn't so much about supporting her, taking care of her. It was taking care of the prophet so that the prophet would remain and could continue to be God's mouthpiece. And so God had to, he said, I have appointed a widow to sustain you. In other words, he says, I have decided to work a miracle using her. That's what God was saying. She had nothing to sustain him with. She had, in her own estimation, a handful of flour and a little bit of oil, not enough to sustain the prophet. So God used her bin and her jar because that's really all she had. What she had, she was about to use and have no more. But the thing that she would still have after she used the resource would have been the bin and the jar. And God decided, I'm going to work a miracle because she's going to be faithful with the bin and the jar. And so that last thing that you'll see God changing when he doesn't make sense is he's looking and working on changing your plan. Mm-hmm. Sometimes God will come across as if God is not making sense simply because God is changing plan. He's doing some things differently. God is changing your plan. And so I want you today, just like you've been all week, seeing God stretch your resources and seeing God do the things that God is doing. He's changing that plan, but he's also stretching your resources. Well, that's the second one. He's stretching your resources. He's changing the plan. That's what God is doing. And so allow God to work in your behalf. Come on, let's pray. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. So grateful to you. So thankful for your hand. And God, we recognize now that perhaps what we don't understand is happening because you're changing our plan. We have made up our mind about what we want to see done and how we want things done. And so, God, you'll do some stuff. You'll change some things. You'll push some pieces around for the purpose of helping us to see that the plan that we had was not in line with what God, what you wanted. So you will use that to change our plan, change our thinking, change our resources, change the way we look at stuff, because you're trying to work a miracle for us by making that miracle work through us. And so, Lord, would you please help us not to get impatient? Would you help us not to become overwhelmed? Would you help us not to become so backed up in our thinking that we feel we got to get ahead of you? But God, help us to recognize in truth that you always make sense. Make in truth that you don't make mistakes. Help us to recognize that you're too wise to fall short. And so when you don't seem to be making sense, it's not that you are not making sense. It's that we don't understand what it is you're doing. And so, Lord, we want to ask you to make changes in our heart about what it is you want from us. In the name of Jesus, go before us now. Bless this weekend. Help us to be ready for worship, God, in a brand new and fresh way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, and I pray God's blessings upon your life, and I pray that you have a great weekend. See you Sunday. Amen. Bye.